Hi, my name is Alex. I'm a soon graduated master degree student at the University of Jyväskylä, Jyväskylä School of Business and Economics. And today we're talking about pseudonymization and anonymization. It is important that you pseudonymize and anonymize your participants' personal data in order to protect their identity. Pseudonymization involves replacing the identifiable personal data such as first names, names of the locations, etc. with codes. The code key is stored separately from the data and is only accessed by the primary data controller, meaning by the researchers themselves. This code key can be used to identify the research participants. Anonymization involves complete removal of all identifiable data, making research participants irrevocably unidentifiable. At some point, if you plan to share your data with other researchers, the GDPR guidelines require you to anonymize the personal data first. In our example, before analyzing the research data, the research team pseudonymized versions of each individual participant's data file. That's how they did it. First, assign each participant with a randomly generated letter and number between 1 to 40. They had a small sample size of 37. Then, they removed all identifying information such as email address and name, as well as strong indirect identifiers when they occurred in the participant's open-ended responses from this version of the data. They stored the pseudonymized version of the data separately from the original files, which were stored on a USB drive in a locked drawer only a research team had access to. The pseudonymized data were used for analysis. Make sure to pseudonymize all potential identifiers in your data. According to GDPR guidelines, the pseudonymization process needs to also be applied to any particular private data collected around the research participants, such as names of their family members or their friends, or for that matter, any other people. In other words, you need to make sure that the identity of a person that your research participant is talking about is protected as well. Here is an example of a non-pseudonymized response. I didn't think the song was that deep until I saw the music video. Then I saw that Heutzer really meant in their lyrics, it made me appreciate the song even more. It also makes me think about my brother Jim, because he went through something similar a few years ago. In order to pseudonymize the data, we would strongly suggest to remove all identifiable details prior to analysis, including name of the artist, name of the research participant's brother, as well as how long ago the research participant's brother went through a similar experience. Now, let's take a look at the pseudonymized version of the quote that looks like this. I didn't think the song was that deep until I saw the music video. Then I saw what the artist really meant in the lyrics. It made me appreciate the song even more. It also makes me think of my family member because they went through something similar in the past. Notice how the second version still provides enough information for the qualitative analysis without particularly revealing too much detail about the subject and their family members. Notice that the artist's name was omitted in this version as well. Although it would be difficult to identify the research participants and their family members through just mentioning the artist's name, it is still much safer to omit it. Since knowing about the artist's name in this particular research was irrelevant, this information has also been pseudonymized. If for some reason the name of the artist was important for the research team to know, they could still access this information by using key code to the original data source. Only the research team had the access to the key matching the original data source file with the pseudonymized file. Anytime the research team took a look at the original files, this activity has been recorded as well. Once the research has been published, all the original files were deleted. The pseudonymized data has been considered anonymous at this stage because there was no possibility to link it to the original data files, including identifiers. Because the research team was so meticulous in their data management logs, they knew precisely that all the original files were destroyed on January 30th, 2019. It is important to indicate where and for how long you will be storing the personal data in your data management plan and privacy notice. Establishing a data management plan in your research well in advance will help you to make it easier to know where and how you're going to be processing your data, as well as keeping your research participants' information safe and secure. So let's wrap it up and make some conclusions. Personal data can be very informative and exciting when you're conducting your own research as part of your thesis project. Remember to give your research participants a privacy notice to inform them about their personal rights, the purpose of the research, who can access their private data, as well as what measures are taken to ensure their personal data is safe and secure. Make sure to take a record of all data processing activities, including when and why you access the original files. Thank you for watching, and good luck with your research.